questions, I'll be talking with Bob Friend going in five. Bob Friend, while you were pitching Major League Ball, you managed to get your college degree. It took you 8 years, but you got it. Now, if a young man came to you and he were at the crossroads of his career and wanted to know, should he go into pro baseball or go to college, what would you advise him?
Well, Cliff, I think it's up to the individual in this case. I know there are probably a lot of cases where maybe the boy would possibly have a tough time getting through college education, whereby if he went right into baseball and had outstanding ability, he probably could get farther along in baseball than he would trying to do both. But if a boy does have the ability to get a college education and can work the baseball in too, I think it's a wonderful program, and it's not an easy one. It's there's temptations to quit when early in your career. I mean, to quit your college education, but I think after you get through the first two or three years, I think you'll get the momentum to go on through with it. I think it's very important.
I was talking with Casey Stengel the other day, and one of the questions I put to him was, who has the advantage, the pitcher or the batter? And it was Casey's feeling that the batter has the advantage. What's your feeling?
Well, I don't know about that, Cliff. I feel that the percentages with the pitcher, especially if he makes the hitter hit the ball, I think... You look at some of the great pitchers around, Robin Roberts and Warren Spahn, and those fellas. They stay ahead of the hitter and they make you hit your pitch. You got eight men behind you. I feel that the percentage is with the pitcher if he works the right way.
Which would you, what is your preference? Are you an offensive pitcher? Do you want the batter to hit the ball, or are you a defensive pitcher that you want to throw it past him?
Well, there are very few pitchers that can stand out there and throw that ball by a major league hitter. I definitely am a, I guess I would be a, rely on a defense. I think that's, I'm hoping that he hits my pitch. I make the fielders do the work. And I try to stay on top of the hitter as much as I can. And when I do get ahead of the hitter, I'll go to his weakness maybe once or twice.
Can a pitcher be taught control?
Well, I think a pitcher can improve his control. Now, you'll take, there's been a history of wild men that maybe a little help from a pitching coach here and there, or an old-time pitcher will help them find the range. Maybe they're striding too far and they're letting the ball go too soon. They're throwing high, and I think this can be overcome through instruction, yes.
Well, there you have the views of Bob Friend, one of baseball's superior pitchers and certainly one of baseball's finer persons. This is Cliff Evans reporting from Fort Myers, Florida, the spring training camp of the Pittsburgh Pirates.